It's been labeled a hate crime. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Shoppers at a grocery store in Buffalo, New York, were taken by surprise yesterday by a man in tactical gear carrying a rifle. Police say he shot 13 people, killing 10 of them. 11 of the victims were black.
We are investigating this incident as both a hate crime and a case of racially motivated violent extremism.
FBI Special Agent in Charge Stephen Belanger, a security guard who was among those killed, fired at the 18-year-old suspect, but the bullet hit his body armor and had no effect. The teen has pleaded not guilty to murder. Police in New York City are bolstering patrols in minority neighborhoods following the attack in Buffalo. Officials say it's just a precaution. No threat has been found. Efforts to take over Twitter have hit a speed bump. The CEO of Tesla has pressed pause.
Elon Musk says he is still committed to purchasing Twitter after revealing the company's legal team accused him of violating a non-disclosure agreement. Musk said the $44 billion deal is temporarily on hold pending details supporting Twitter's calculation that fake or bot accounts represent less than 5% of Twitter users. To verify, Musk encouraged his followers to randomly sample 100 accounts, claiming that's the sample size Twitter uses to check for bots. Musk says after he tweeted about their bot review process, Twitter accused him of violating the NDA.
Fox's Richard Jordan. Ukraine can win the war against Russia. That's the opinion of NATO's Secretary General, who says Moscow is not achieving its strategic objectives. Jens Stoltenberg also said NATO must continue to support Ukraine. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
With a U.S. Senate seat up for grabs, a primary election in Pennsylvania is getting lots of attention.
This seemed like a two-man race on the Republican side, but that is not the case anymore. Commentator Kathy Barnett has seen a sudden surge in support. Recent polling showing her essentially tied with celebrity heart surgeon Dr. Mehmet Oz and businessman David McCormick. Of course, that has prompted increased criticism by her opponents. Here's Dr. Oz yesterday.
Kathy Barnett has tweeted some reprehensible messages, Islamophobic, homophobic, a lot of aggressive messages against President Trump. She has to own those messages and explain lots more about what's going on with her campaign.
In April, Dr. Oz earned the endorsement of former President Trump.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Turning to the Democratic Senate primary, Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman is leading in the polls. Options are running out for many parents struggling to find formula to feed their babies.
Elisa Chitty says she has freezers full of breast milk, about 4,000 ounces worth. At first, Chitty wanted to donate it to a local milk bank, but Chitty says it was just easier to list it online. She's hoping to sell her breast milk for $1 an ounce, but says she's willing to negotiate with moms because she understands what they're going through. Buying and selling breast milk online is legal, but the FDA says donors are unlikely to have been screened for infectious diseases. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
No shortage of migrants at our southern border, where even more crossings are expected when a public health order known as Title 42 expires later this month.
We're so frustrated with this administration because they don't care about the safety and security of American citizens. All they care about is pandering to their far left base.
Brandon Judd is the president of the National Border Council. More than 20 states have sued to keep Title 42 in place. A ruling is expected soon. Pam Puso, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.